بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سمع سلمان وابي الدرداء رضي الله عنهما تسبيح سحفة الطعام. أخرج أبو نعيم في الحلية عن أبي البختري قال: بينما أبو الدرداء رضي الله عنه يوقد تحت قدر له وسلمان رضي الله عنه عنده، إذ سمع أبو الدرداء في القدر صوتا ثم ارتفع الصوت بتسبيح كهيئة صوت الصبي، قال: ثم ندرت فانكفأت ثم رجعت إلى مكانها لم ينصب منها شيء. فجعل أبو الدرداء ينادي: يا سلمان، انظر إلى العجب، انظر إلى ما لم تنظر إلى مثله أنت ولا أبوك. فقال سلمان: أما إنك لو سكت لسمعت من آيات الله الكبرى. وأخرج أبو نعيم في الحلية عن قيس قال: كان أبو الدرداء إذا كتب إلى سلمان أو سلمان كتب إلى أبي الدرداء كتب إليه يذكره بآية الصحفة. قال: وكنا نتحدث أنه بينما هما يأكلان من الصحفة فسبحت الصحفة وما فيها. سماع عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما صوت النار. وأخرج أبو نعيم في الحلية عن جعفر بن أبي عمران قال: بلغنا أن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما سمع صوت النار فقال: وأنا؟ فقيل: يا ابن عمرو ما هذا؟ قال: والذي نفسي بيده إنها لتستجير من النار الكبرى من أن تعاد فيها. سماعهم كلام أهل الكبور. سماع عمر رضي الله عنهم كلام شاب متعبد. أخرج الحاكم عن يحيى بن أيوب الخزاعي قال: سمعت من يذكر أنه كان في زمن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه شاب متعبد قد لزم المسجد، وكان عمر به معجبا، وكان له أب شيخ كبير، فكان إذا صلى العتمة انصرف إلى أبيه، وكان طريقه على باب امرأة فافتتنت به، فكانت تنصب نفسها له على طريقه، فمر بها ذات ليلة فما زالت تغويه حتى تبعها، فلما أتى الباب دخلت وذهب يدخل فذكر الله وجلي عنه، ومثلت هذه الآية على لسانه: إن الذين اتقوا إذا مسهم طائف من الشيطان تذكروا فإذا هم مبصرون. فخر الفتى مغشيا عليه، فدعت المرأة جارية لها فتعاونتا عليه، فحملتاه إلى بابه وأجلس ودق على أبيه، فخرج أبوه يطلبه فإذا به على الباب مغشيا عليه، فدعا بعض أهله فحملوه فدخلوه، فما أفاق حتى ذهب من الليل ما شاء الله. فقال له أبوه: يا بني ما لك؟ قال: خير. قال: فإني أسألك بالله. فأخبره بالأمر. قال: أي بني، وأي آية قرأت؟ فقرأ الآية التي كان قرأ، فخر مغشيا عليه، فحركوه فإذا هو ميت، فغسلوه فأخرجوه ودفنوه ليلا. فلما أصبحوا رفي ذلك إلى عمر، فجاء إلى أبيه فعزاه به وقال: ألا آذنتني؟ قال: يا أمير المؤمنين، كان ليلا. قال عمر: فاذهبوا بنا على قبره. فأتى عمر ومن معه القبر، فقال عمر: يا فلان، ولمن خاف مقام ربه جنتان. فأجابه الفتى من داخل القبر: يا عمر، قد أعطانيهما ربي في الجنة مرتين. كذا في الكنز. وأخرجه ابن عساكر في ترجمة عمرو بن جامع من تاريخه فذكر نحوه كما في التفسير لابن كثير. وأخرجه البيهقي عن الحسن مختصرا كما في الكنز. وفي روايته: يا عم، انطلق إلى عمر فاقرأه مني السلام، وقل له: ما جزاء من خاف مقام ربه. وفي آخره: فوقف عليه عمر فقال: لك جنتان، لك جنتان.
It's the incident of Salman and Abu Darda radiallahu anhuma. They heard food in a plate making the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Abu Darda radiallahu an was lighting a fire underneath a pot, and Salman radiallahu an who was with him,
When Abu Darda radiallahu anhu heard a sound coming from the pot, so he went to raise the pot and he saw that the sound was getting louder, the sound of tasbih, just like the sound of a young child. Then Allah Ta'ala made it happen, the pot fell and whatever was inside never spilled over, and on its own the pot came back to its original place without any food getting spilled. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he shouted out, "Oh Salman, don't you see what a strange thing has taken place? Look at something that you and your father have never seen before." So Salman radiallahu anhu said that had you remained silent, then you would have heard some great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, you would have heard even more greater speech coming from that food. It is mentioned in this narration that later on, whenever Abu Darda and Salman radiallahu anhu, they would write letters to each other, they would always remind each other about the incident of this plate of food and this food itself that made the tasbih of Allah and how Allah Ta'ala made them hear it. Sahaba Ikram say at the end of this incident that it was common knowledge amongst us that these were two great Sahaba, eminent Sahaba, that is Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, that when they ate food and the food itself made tasbih, Allah Ta'ala made them hear it. Another incident, Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhu hears the sound or the voice of the fire. Ja'far ibn Abi Imran, he says that the news has reached us about Abdullah bin Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma. Once he heard the sound of the fire, and the fire said, "And even I, wa ana, and even I." So it was said, those that were around Abdullah bin Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, they said, "Give us an interpretation, an explanation, what the fire said, and even I. What is the meaning?" So he explaining to them, he says that by the qasam of that being in whose hands is my life, certainly this fire, it was seeking protection from the great, immense fire of Jahannam. And it was seeking protection that it must not be returned to that great fire. There is an incident, a beautiful incident, of how Allah Ta'ala allowed Sahaba Ikram to hear the sounds of the people of the graves. And these are karamat. One is mu'jiza. Mu'jiza is a miracle that takes place at the hands of a Nabi. And a miracle that takes place at the hands of the friends of Allah, this is called a karama. So whatever we are reading, these are all the karamat of the Sahaba Ikram. Sama'u Umar radiallahu anhu kalama shabin muta'abidin. Umar radiallahu anhu, he hears the speech of a young boy that was devout to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, during the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he was a youngster, was devout, worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he would attach himself to the masjid, spend lots of time in the masjid. Umar radiallahu anhu was very amazed with this youngster. And this youngster had a very old father. After the Isha Salah, he would go to visit his father every night. On the way to his father's house, there was an immoral woman, and she would always try to charm this youngster. She would try to seduce him. And this used to happen daily. Every night she would try. Once during the night after Isha Salah, this youngster is going to visit his elderly father. And this woman, she charms him in such a way that for a short while, he decided to follow her. They came to the door of a room. She entered the room expecting him to follow. And he was about to enter the door. In other words, he was about to go and commit sin with this woman. And he remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this ayat flashed in front of him. And it also came on his tongue. That إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Certainly those who have taqwa, those who have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the trials and the mischief, the whisperings of shaitan, it has to reach them. Then they take heed immediately and suddenly they become those of sight. In other words, suddenly they restrain and they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They fear the akhirat. So this boy, after reciting this ayat, he fell down unconscious. So this woman, she got perplexed, confused. She calls for her slave girl. And they both, they carry him and they go and leave him at the door of his father. They knock on the door and they run away. The father opens the door and to his surprise he sees that his son is unconscious. So he calls for some of the family members, they carry him, they bring him inside the house. And after, when it's now late at night, this boy regains consciousness. And the father asks him this question, that, "Oh my beloved son, oh my dear son, tell me what is the matter? How are you keeping?" He says, "I'm good, I'm well. I'm asking you in the name of Allah, tell me what has transpired, who has left you here?" So the son, he tells, he divulges the information and he tells his father about how that woman tried to charm him and he recited the verse and then he fell down unconscious. So the father says, "And which ayat did you recite?" So again this youngster recited that very same verse. The second time when he recited this verse, he fell down unconscious. When they shook him and they tried to revive him, they saw that now he had really passed away. They made his ghusl and they took him to the Qabristan and they buried him in that very same night. So there was no delay, no protocol. Immediately, without any delay, he was buried. When it was the morning, this news was taken to Umar radiallahu anhu. So he comes to the father to console him, to give him taziyat. And he says that, "Why have you all not informed me?" So the father says that, "O Amirul Mu'mineen, it was late at night." So Umar radiallahu anhu says, "Okay, in that case, you all come with me, let's go to his grave. Show me his grave." When Umar radiallahu anhu goes to the grave of this youngster, and those were with him, they also come. Umar radiallahu anhu, he says, "Ya fulan," he addresses his boy by his name, and he says, "Oh so and so, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ," the one who fears standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will receive two jannats. He will receive two gardens in Jannah. So the youngster, Allah ta'ala made it such, Umar radiallahu anhu and those that were with him, this was a karama, a miracle they heard. The reply of this youngster coming from inside that grave. He says, "O Umar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my Rabb, has already given me these two gardens." In another narration it comes that the first time when the boy was revived from his, or the first time he woke up from his consciousness, he addressed his father, he addressed his uncle, and he said that, "Take me to Umar and offer my salam to him and tell him that what is the reward of that person who feels standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah." So in the ending it comes that Umar radiallahu anhu, when he stood at the grave of this youngster, he said, "Laka jannatan, laka jannatan." That you will receive two jannats, you will receive two jannats. In other words, you will receive two gardens in Jannah. Sama Umar radiallahu anhu kalam ahli baqil gharqad. أخرج ابن أبي الدنيا وابن السمعاني عن محمد بن حمير عن عمر بن الخطاب مر ببقيع الغرقد فقال: السلام عليكم يا أهل القبور، أخبار ما عندنا أن نساءكم قد تزوجت ودوركم قد سكنت وأموالكم قد فرقت. فأجابوا: هاتف، أخبار ما عندنا أن ما قدمناه وجدناه، وما أنفقناه ربحناه، وما خلفناه فقد خسرناه، كذا في الكنز. رؤيتهم عذاب المعذبين. The last incident we'll read. أخرج التبراني عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال: بينا أنا سائر بجنبات بدر إذ خرج رجل من حفرة في عنقه سلسلة فناداني: يا عبد الله اسقني، يا عبد الله اسقني، يا عبد الله اسقني، فلا أدري عرف اسمي أو دعاني بدعاة العرب. وخرج رجل من ذلك الحفير في يده صوت فناداني: يا عبد الله لا تسقيه فإنه كافر. ثم ضربه بالسيف فعاد إلى حفرته فأتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مسرعا فأخبرته فقال لي أهو قد رأيته؟ قلت نعم. قال ذاك عدو الله أبو جهل وذاك عذابه إلى يوم القيامة. قال الحيثمي رواه الطبراني في الأوسط وفي من لم أعرف انتهى. Umar radiallahu anhu is another karamat, a miracle of his, where he hears the people, the inhabitants of Baqi, the famous Qabristan in Medina Munawwara, he hears the inhabitants of that graveyard speaking. Once Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu passed Baqi Gharqad, the graveyard of Medina, Baqi, and he made dua, As-salamu alaykum ya ahl al-kubur, that peace be upon you, O people of the graves. And the news from us is that your women, they have remarried after you have passed away. Your houses have now been occupied by others, and your wealth has now been distributed. So a reply came from one of the graves. So through a miracle, Allah Ta'ala made Umar radiallahu anhu hear it, that the news from us is that whatever we had presented, we have found the reward. Whatever we have spent, we are seeing the profits and the investments in the akhirat. And whatever we have left behind, that is to our loss. In the last incident, Sahaba-i-Kiram seeing the punishment of the graves. Sahaba-i-Kiram, they made such an effort that Allah Ta'ala made it such that they could see certain things. This was not their maqsood to see it. Allah Ta'ala from His side showed it to them. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, he says that once I was passing the plains of Badr. So this is after the battle of Badr. He was passing the plains. Suddenly he sees a strange man coming out of a grave, coming out of a hole. And in his neck there were chains. And this man began to call out to me that, "Oh Abdullah, give me a drink. Oh Abdullah, give me a drink. Oh Abdullah, give me a drink." Three times. So Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu says, "I don't know whether this person knew my name or whether he was just calling me Abdullah, because this was the calling of the Arabs. The Arabs, they would call each other Abdullah. Abdullah means servant of Allah. So I'm not sure now he knows my name or he is just saying Abdullah." Suddenly I see another man appearing from this very same hole. In his hand is a whoop. And then he calls out to me and he says, "Oh Abdullah, don't give him anything to drink, he is a disbeliever." And then he hit him with his whoop and he returned to that hole. After witnessing this amazing thing, so this is in his lifetime he's seeing it, not a dream. This was not something that was an imagination, it was a reality. So he says, "I rushed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to inform him of this strange thing that I have seen by a Badr." So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he expressed his surprise and he said, "Oh, have you really seen him?" So I said, "Yes." And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, "That was the enemy of Allah, Abu Jahl. And this is his punishment right until the day of Qiyamah." Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of emulating the Sahaba-i-Kiram, that our day must become like the day of Sahaba, our night must become like the night of Sahaba. The Sahaba-i-Kiram made that effort of Iman, and it was because that, see, one is the desired iman. One is the iman we speak about. One is the matlub. Iman that is matlub, that is desired. Iman that is maqsood. So this is right until our dying days. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Right until our dying days, we have to make that effort of iman. One is the recital of the kalima. It is very, very important. Zikr, tasbih, as we have read over here. And together with that, one is that we have to develop this iman of ours. When this iman reaches a certain level, and in our time also, it right till the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala has kept that door open, where we make effort on our iman, then taqwa will come, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will bring beautiful qualities into our life. Sifat will come into our life. The sifat of Sahaba-i-Kiram. We may not reach the same rank of Sahaba-i-Kiram. Sahaba-i-Kiram, they were in the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but we may emulate them, and Allah Ta'ala will grant us the company of the Sahaba-i-Kiram in the Akhirat. You see this youngster that we spoke about in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, his iman reached a level. Taqwa had reached a level. That's why it brought him to a point where he realized, "I cannot do that sin." So temptation was there, desire was there, but iman comes and it blocks it off. taqwa blocks it off. Allah Ta'ala with His karam will help a person who's making this effort. Allah Ta'ala give us all the understanding, inshaAllah. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.